Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
When is back surgery actually necessary? A lot of people have it. Sometimes it goes well and sometimes it does not go well. My guest is Dr. David Hanscom. He's Seattle's leading orthopedic spine surgeon at Seattle Neuroscience Specialists. And he's also a salvage surgeon that operates only as a last resort. So he's a real good expert here for this topic. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hanscom. Speak about back surgery. There are certainly times when the pain is just unbearable. Physical therapy hasn't worked. Meds have not worked. Cortisone shots have not worked. Then what?
It depends about the source of the pain. There's three sources of pain in general. There's a structural problem, which means there's an identifiable lesion that with matching symptoms. Surgery works extraordinarily well in that circumstance. The second thing is soft tissue pain, which are muscles, tendons, and ligaments. And most back pain is muscular, tendons, and ligaments. So it does not matter what treatments you've gone through as far as injections, et cetera. Back surgery is never, never indicated for a non-structural problem. If you cannot see it, you cannot fix it. And the third source of pain was called a mind-body syndrome, where the brain literally short circuits. In other words, the brain can actually generate pain without having a source. So clearly, in that situation, of course, back surgery would never work. But I do a lot of back surgery. I'm very excited about what I do. By calming down the nervous system, in addition to doing the surgery for structural problems, our success rate is well over 90%. We do really well.
Okay, so as you said, for muscular problems, soft tissue problems, surgery is almost never indicated, you know, unless maybe it's a tear or something. But you talked about the bony structures and neurological situations. So in that case, when someone needs a laminectomy or a laminotomy, or they've got really some serious stenosis going on, surgery can be indicated. You can go in there, clean up the area, right? Open up the spaces a little, relieve the pain. When wouldn't somebody in that situation, when would you say, it's just not going to work for you?
Well, I'm always very clear with my patients with stenosis that we help the buttocks and leg pain. We help the sciatica. We never help back pain. In other words, back pain is never a surgical solution for it. So when we do, if someone comes in with stenosis and just back pain, we never do surgery. Surgery has been found out in major studies to be actually be more effective with stenosis and leg pain. Again, back pain does not get better. So the problem with back surgery right now is probably 60% of spine surgery should never be performed. And what happens is held out as, quote, the definitive solution. But again, unless you can see it, you can't fix it. For instance, if you went to the dentist with a painful tooth and you identify the cavity and you fix it, the success rate is almost 100%. If you go to the dentist with mouth pain and just start doing procedures without knowing the exact source, the chances are very low. The actual success of a spine fusion for back pain is about 25%. That's not definitive surgery. So regardless of what you've been through, it doesn't matter. Surgery is not an option unless you have a structural problem with matching symptoms.
Okay, and in that case, you've got the structural problem. If the pain is going, as you said, into the buttocks and down the leg, running through the piriformis, then you're doing surgery, sciatica, that pain will go away. Then what is the resulting pain that they feel? If you've already fixed that pressure on the nerve that's causing the pain shooting down your leg, then what is the surgery, why isn't it taking away the actual back pain?
Because the back pain is not from the pinched nerve. In other words, the back pain is from the muscles, tendons, and ligaments around the spine. It has nothing to do with the pinched nerve. So that's why I'm very, very clear that we can literally almost 100% of the time get rid of the buttocks and leg pain. We will not, in fact, a lot of times make the back pain worse because you take tissues that are already irritated, and now you've made an incision through those tissues. You can actually aggravate the back pain quite a bit with spine surgery for sciatica.
Now, what about some of the less invasive, like vertebroplasty? You know, people are doing, these interventional radiologists are doing things with, you know, injecting cement and doing various things like that. What do you think of some of these a little bit less invasive things?
Well, again, that's for a structural problem. In other words, if you have a structural compression fracture and it's acute and you inject the cement into that fracture, it works very, very well. If you have a healed compression fracture and there's no structural problems, and you inject the cement, it generally doesn't work. So again, it depends on the scenario. The other thing is minimally invasive surgery is the same as open surgery. Our results are pretty much the same. So again, there's a lot of minimally invasive surgery being offered to, quote, avoid muscle pain. People after minimally invasive surgery don't have any better chance of success of relieving back pain than with open surgery. It's the same thing.
Wow, that's quite a statement, because, as you say, people think the minimally invasive and the, you know, different techniques that you see out there, and my goodness, it's become like personal injury law, where you see commercials for back pain specialists doing this and that. And now, what about if it's not structural? And so someone like you, an expert like you, says surgery is contraindicated in this. What do you think of other things like acupuncture, chiropractic? You know, can manipulation and spinal manipulation, getting that pop, help to relieve that back pain?
You know, I just wrote a book called Back in Control, A Spine Surgeon's Roadmap Out of Chronic Pain. And what we found out that if you do acupuncture, chiropractic care, et cetera, just by itself, it generally doesn't work for chronic pain. So there's three parts to a successful program. It's structured. It addresses all aspects of pain, such as sleep and stress and conditioning. And then the final part is a patient takes full control. So once you understand all the variables that solve pain, you can take care of it yourself. So chiropractic care, acupuncture, et cetera, are very helpful in that structure as one of the calming down tools. But there's not one treatment by itself that's going to solve the problem. You have to address every aspect of pain at the same time.
So people can see their chiropractor, maybe also get some acupuncture, massage,
right,
do some, you know, preventive. Obviously, we've spoken about back, you know, exercises and some of the good old standard back exercises, and yoga, maybe some things to stretch, keep you flexible back there. What about cortisone shots?
Cortisone does not work for back pain. It's very helpful for sciatica and stenosis, but does not work for back pain.
People get tons of shots in their back, though, Dr. Hanscom.
Correct. It's one of the things I'm actually working with insurance companies to halt. It does not work.
Wow. And you know, I've noticed that people get it for their shoulders or their tennis elbow, and it works for maybe a little while. But everyone I know and all of my patients that have gotten it, it's like the day they get it or the next day, 2 days later, maybe they feel like it's gone. The pain is lessened, but then that's it. Then it comes right back.
Correct. But with back pain, it works even less successful than with shoulders or tendonitis. It really does not work.
Okay, so really, your best advice now in the last minute and a little bit that we have left on back surgery, when you need it, somebody comes to you and you say, absolutely not necessary, or absolutely, we have to do it.
Correct. But just really learn about pain, learn about structural problems versus non-structural problems. It's not that hard. Once you understand pain in general, you really can take charge of your own care. It's really not that hard to do.
And so, really, just to wrap up, the back surgery, when it is necessary, is for structural, skeletal problems, nerve impingement, that sort of thing. And when it's not, it's a muscular soft tissue issue.
Right. And when it's muscular soft tissue, you should never, ever do surgery.
Okay, that is really a great statement by Dr. David Hanscom. Thank you so much. So that muscular soft tissue, you do not do surgery. It's not really going to help you. But if it's something structural and you need fusion laminectomy, discectomy, any of these things, you can try them. If it's something else, try your chiropractic. Try these things all together, physical therapy, you know, acupuncture, yoga to keep flexible. Make sure you get at the root of the structural problems, and that will help you make this very important decision as to whether or not you're going to have back surgery. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. And remember, you can like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole for RadioMD.com. Stay well.